This is Live in Studio C. I'm Will Griffin. Thank you for being with us for music live in Studio C from Classical 91.1 in Nashville Public Radio. I'm happy to welcome a young pianist and composer named Alex Bolton today. Alex has been here before, and he's happy, has agreed to come back to play a bit of his own music, as well as introduce us to some music by a little-known composer named Sergei Borkevich, who was born in Ukraine. More about Borkevich later on. But Alex, good to see you again, and thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Well, thank you so much.
We're going to start your program with a piece that you yourself wrote called The Prelude. Anything you want to say about this before you play it for us?
Well, this prelude is a very romantic period-style prelude. I wrote it a little bit earlier this year. Very proud of it. I kind of feel like I'm finding my own style finally as a composer, and I'm very happy to perform it for you and everyone else.
Very good. Prelude by Alex Bolton. That was Alex Bolton opening his Live in Studio C program with Prelude, a piece that he wrote himself. That is remarkably authentic-sounding romantic-style music for having been written in 2016. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. That's not easy to do, Alex.
Yeah,
well, I love the romantic period. I love all periods of music, but I feel like that right now, at least, that's the period of music that I'm preferring to perform with. I just want to make beautiful music.
Well, that gives me a chance to talk about you as a musician. I was thinking and chatting with you earlier, you are in a real sense a true amateur or amateur musician in the sense that you love music. You learn to play it. You play an enormous range of repertoire, apparently, but you don't make your living primarily as a musician. And so we're happy to have you come in and share your love of music with us today, and you're going to introduce us to a composer I'm sure very few of us have heard before, Sergei Borkevich. What about this guy, Borkevich?
Yes, well, yes, I'm going to be playing music by Sergei Borkevich today, all of his solo piano music. He's a very interesting, lesser-known composer. Hardly anybody has known of him, and he was born in Ukraine. He suffered persecution both in his home country as well as in Germany with the Nazis, and kind of went from place to place trying to find a home. His music is highly romantic, and I mean extremely romantic. He himself called himself a romantic. It is romantic in the word of the genre, and also romantic in a lovely way as well.
And what are his dates roughly?
Well, he was born in 1877 and died in 1952.
Wow. So he was some years to have grown up and been living.
Yes, he was around, you know, from the towards the end of the Romantic period with Tchaikovsky and the Russian Five, and on through with the modernist composers. But he did not really prefer to write much in a modernist way. He stuck with Romantic music.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's your first piece by Sergei Borkevich?
I'm today going to be playing his Opus 8, number 1. This is the Sketches of Crimea. And the first piece is called The Rocks of Uch Kosh. And that is a canyon in Crimea. It's actually a collection of three separate mountains. It is said to be one of the most picturesque and beautiful places of the mountainous Crimea.
Thank you.
That's music of Sergei Bordkievich, played live in Studio C by Alex Bolton. A grand and descriptive piece by Bordkievich, Sketches from Sketches of Crimea, the Valley of Uch-Kosh, a lovely mountainous region of Crimea, played live in Studio C, as I said, by Alex Bolton, who is introducing us, probably almost all of us, to this music of Bordkievich today. I'd really had heard almost no music by this Ukrainian-born romantic composer, lived from 1877 to 1952. So thanks for bringing this, Alex.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm so glad to share this with everybody.
We said earlier that you are an amateur in the best traditional sense of the word. Over the years, the great composers have all been surrounded by amateur or musicians who love music and support their work. And I think you're in that grand tradition there.
Thank you. I do feel like I am surrounding these composers, whether they are here or there. I feel very much so.
Thank you. It's certainly a treat to get introduced to this great romantic music by Bordkievich today. What's next?
All right, well, I'll be playing two pieces now. One is an etude by Bordkievich. It is Opus 15, number 4. And then I'll be playing a prelude that is Opus 33, number 7. Those are both each sets of 10 etudes and 10 preludes. And I'll be playing each from one of those sets. Thank you.
That's music of Sergei Borkievich, played live in Studio C by Alex Bolton, who's brought some unfamiliar but really wonderfully pleasant music by Borkievich, who was born in Ukraine in 1877, lived in 1952, lived through very turbulent times. Maybe I'll read a little bit from the notes that you gave me about Borkievich. He lived in Berlin. He was a Polish extraction, having been born in Ukraine. He was bounced out of Berlin during World War I because he had to go back to Ukraine. Then after the Russian Revolution, he was bounced out of that area and back to Berlin until 1935, where he had to flee the Nazis, and he ended up living in Vienna for the rest of his life. But Borkievich wrote some beautiful music for all that being bounced around in Europe during those terrible times. Alex Bolton playing music of Borkievich today, live in Studio C. One more piece by Borkievich?
Yes. So this last piece today is my favorite piece by Borkievich. I feel like it's a wonderful piece to end this program. Just to give a little background, you talked about what happened during Borkievich's life. He composed a set of three pieces after he had fled the Soviet Union in Ukraine. He stayed in Constantinople and had some help there. While there, he wrote three pieces. The set of pieces were each based on a theme or a character from Greek mythology. The third and final piece of that set, which is what I'm going to be playing, is an impromptu. It's called the Eros Impromptu, Eros being the god of love.
Thank you.
music in the grand tradition of Liszt and Chopin, the grand romantic tradition, by Sergei Borkievich, played live in Studio C by Alex Bolton. That was the number 3 impromptu from Three Pieces, Opus 24, by Sergei Borkievich, the section called Eros, the God of Love. That's remarkable music. I mean, there's no way around it. That's remarkable music. Thank you for playing it for us, Alex.
Thank you so much for having me, and I agree. I think it is. It's incredible. It kind of takes the best of Chopin, mixes it with Scriabin and Liszt, and Borkievich's own harmonic language mm-hmm. at times, and just makes a completely magical piece that just, it blows my mind every time I play it.
It must be a thrill to play that music.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of playing, I think you had something you wanted to say to our listeners, perhaps.
Yes, well, I'm an amateur pianist, amateur musician. I'm always looking for other people that would love to play like in an ensemble. If you could play violin, cello, or any solo instrument, and you're looking for somebody to play ensemble music with, I'm looking for you. You can just shoot me an email. I'm going to give you my email now, so if anybody wants to write it down, send me an email at alex, A-L-E-X, B, like boy, piano@gmail.com. alexbpiano@gmail.com.
Well, maybe you'll get some responses from people who love to play music. Thanks so much for playing music by yourself at the Prelude earlier to start the program, and this great music by Sergei Borkievich.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a wonderful experience.
I'm Will Griffin. Up next week, the National Saxophone Quartet is back with some great music for saxophones. Really wonderful combination of sounds if you've never heard a saxophone quartet. That's great stuff. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support of Live in Studio C as well.